This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow said on Tuesday it had routed and killed scores of what it called Ukrainian nationalists who crossed into Russia from Ukraine after 2 days of combat and what appeared to be one of the biggest incursions of its kind in the 15-month-old war. Russia has blamed Ukraine for the attack, which Kyiv has denied. The two groups that claimed responsibility described themselves as Russian armed dissidents. The EU's foreign policy chief says the U.S. green light to train Ukrainian pilots to fly F-16s has created momentum that will inevitably bring the fighter jets to the Ukrainian battlefield. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Josep Borrell says it's always the same thing. At the beginning, everybody is reluctant, giving the example of the long debate and initial opposition to the dispatch of advanced Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine. He goes on, and at the end, with the Leopards, with the F-16s, the decision comes to provide this military support because it's absolutely needed. He added that training for Ukrainian pilots had already begun in Poland and some other countries, though authorities in Warsaw could not immediately confirm the news. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House says some progress was made in the latest round of talks with Republican negotiators to avert a catastrophic U.S. debt default before a June 1st deadline. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Tuesday afternoon that they're seeing movement.
Just as long both sides understand that neither is going to get exactly what they want, we can get to a bipartisan, reasonable budget agreement.
Negotiations between U.S. President Joe Biden's officials and Republicans in Congress look set to go down to the wire. This is VOA News. Ahead of Turkey's May 28th runoff, election challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is pivoting away from focusing on democracy and economic problems following President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's first-round success. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Analysts believe some disgruntled Kılıçdaroğlu supporters have defected to hardline nationalist presidential candidate Sinan Oğan, who secured a surprising 5% of the vote. Oğan is now supporting Erdogan in the presidential runoff, but it's unclear what impact that support will have. With Oğan's votes up for grabs, Kılıçdaroğlu is now taking a hard line on security, vowing never to negotiate with Kurdish separatists. But such a move could alienate key Kurdish voters. Analysts say Kılıçdaroğlu is taking a risk. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump participated in a New York court hearing via video on Tuesday. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The judge tentatively scheduled the former president's criminal trial for March 25th. That date comes as the presidential primary heats up. The judge advised him to cancel all other obligations for the duration of the trial, which could last for several weeks. The judge also reviewed an order barring Trump from publicly disseminating certain evidence turned over by prosecutors. Trump had pleaded not guilty last month to 34 counts of falsifying business records at his family company, the Trump Organization. Trump has portrayed the New York case and other investigations he faces as a coordinated effort to sully his reelection chances. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say a man rented a truck Monday evening and crashed it into a security barrier across from the White House just a few hours later. A witness says he was finishing a run late Monday when he heard the loud crash. The witness says the driver struck the barrier twice. A 19-year-old was arrested. American shipping giant UPS faces a looming strike in a world grown reliant on everything delivered. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
UPS ships 24 million packages on an average day, about a quarter of all U.S. parcel volume, according to Pitney Bowes. UPS says they deliver the equivalent of about 6% of the nation's gross domestic product. That makes major supply chain disruptions all but certain if it's union strikes. The Teamsters, which represent about 350,000 UPS workers, have said they'll walk off the job if they don't get a new contract. The current one expires July 31st. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.